Promoting a healthy lifestyle this update. Brought to you in partnership with the Diabetic Health Clinic and station sponsor, Fenwix. Real fresh, real quality, unreal taste. The 106.5 Healthy Lifestyle Club.
Peter Pratt from the Diabetic Health Clinic is with me again today. Hi, Peter.
Good morning, Steve.
We're talking the 106.5 Healthy Lifestyle Challenge. You can be a part of it too. Call us on 54422833. Join the team and discover a healthier way to living. Peter's been telling us all about his experiences with juicing and how he turned around his diagnosis of diabetes. Peter, you undertook a 30-day juicing experience, I'll call it that, breaking a sugar addiction, pressing a reset button, if you will, for what food tasted like. When you left the 30 days and went back on to quote-unquote normal food, what sorts of foods were you eating?
Well, at that stage, the switch that flicks in your brain during the whole juicing experience makes your brain look at foods that are unhealthy. So, for example, fatty foods, sugary foods, foods that are processed. And you actually get to this point where you can't imagine putting them in your mouth. So that's a monumental change.
Wow.
When you finish the whole juicing experience, you have to introduce food slowly because your digestive system has pretty much closed down at this point in time. So you begin eating predominantly the things that you've juiced, except in a harder form. And I've got to tell you, Steve, the first time I put a bit of broccoli in my mouth, the taste was insane.
Insanely good, I'm assuming.
Unbelievable. I was over the moon. Now, broccoli was something that was on the side somewhere, and I ate very much in moderation. So having that experience of being able to rediscover foods is a very interesting experience, because if you've actually got that clean slate, you can start to eat the foods that we know are good for us. And now, medically speaking, from a nutritional point of view, from a health professional's point of view, no one will ever tell you that eating whole foods is a bad thing. It can only be a good thing for you. So what we're really talking about now is not a diet. It is a change of lifestyle, something where your brain says, I'm not really interested in that, Tim Tam. I don't care about it.
And that's the real, that's the significance of the change, isn't it?
Correct. That's what makes it sustainable. That's what makes it long term.
But it's also a good idea not to go straight back on a big juicy steak after 30 days on juice either. That
well,
would be a bad move.
Steve, you probably end up down in the emergency department of your local hospital. The issue is that a steak takes a lot of digestion. And till to date, I haven't retasted red meat.
Really? So you've essentially done away with all meat, would you say? But what sorts of meats have you gone back to?
I'll have fish occasionally, but it's not something that I have every day. I've tried chicken. Now, interestingly enough, I used to love my chicken. Today, chicken tastes to me like paper.
Okay.
So I don't really bother with it.
That's very interesting. And the results for you speak for themselves. Overall, you lost how many kilograms?
23 kilos in the 3 months. So a month worth of juicing and 2 months of eating the right foods.
And you're no longer a diabetic?
Well, the exciting thing is when I go to a doctor now and they do the blood test, they can't pick that there's anything wrong. As a matter of fact, if I went to a doctor that doesn't know my history, they would not diagnose me with diabetes.
And in terms of blood cholesterol levels, you're good and bad cholesterols?
Well, my cholesterol was first of all measured at 6.5. At the 3 month mark, it was 3.5.
Wow.
With an LDL of 0.6. So you can't get much better than that.
Indeed.
Which is an amazing change.
Well, the proof is standing right before me, and if you'd like to investigate more on Peter's health clinics, it's on the website diabetichealthclinic.org, or you can join us here with the 106.5 Healthy Lifestyle Challenge and call us on 54422833. There's also plenty of details on Peter's website about choosing a lifestyle that might be best for you. But we would certainly encourage you to be part of a team where you can encourage one another, and in a team environment talk more about helping each other through maybe turning a diagnosis of diabetes around to, like you did, Peter, into a totally healthy lifestyle.
Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to running a group of people with the diabetic problem on the Sunshine Coast. And if you want to be a part of that, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, indeed. Call us if you are interested in that. 54-422-833. Peter Pratt from the Diabetic Health Clinic, thanks so much for your time.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
This healthy lifestyle update brought to you in partnership with the Diabetic Health Clinic and station sponsor, Fenwick's. Real fresh, real quality, unreal taste. To join the Healthy Lifestyle Club, call 1065 REMA FM 54-422-833.